Welcome to our Ulysses European Odyssey podcast. My name is Claudia Woolgar, and I spoke to a number of our amazing partners to find out what had inspired them to get involved in the project and what it had meant to them to be part of it. Happy listening. Welcome, Ushio. I'm here today talking to our Lugo partner, Ushio Novonera. It's an absolute pleasure to have you here, Ushio, and I would love to start out by asking you why you got involved in the project. What was that?
Okay, nice to see you other time, Claudia. I'm very happy of staying here working in this podcast. I remember very well. We were contacted through the ENCC network, the European Network of Cultural Centers, which received a partner search to replace all the Spanish partner city, Donosti, San Sebastian, the European Capital of Culture in 2017. The project interested us because the project combined the project idea, the project proposal, combined European literary heritage over Ulysses and James Joyce with the production of multidisciplinary events rooted in literature, gastronomy, gastro industry, alongside activities focusing in knowledge sharing on gastrocultural valorization that is very important and strategic in our ecosystem of cultural and creative industries. After a thorough review for your part, because you never been in Lugo, the process culminated well with a study visit that confirmed the suitability of our city. Additionally, we quickly secured co-financing support from the city of Lugo that was very interested, the cultural governors, the governors of the cultural administration, to be part of this fantastic project.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And I'm ashamed to say I have still not been to Lugo, but I will put that right in the future. But tell me, how did the involvement in the project work for you as an organization?
For us, was a very interesting challenge because our involvement was smooth due to our prior experience with Creative Europe projects and our expertise producing expanded literature festivals because our Eidos Fest programs, our literature festivals in summer and autumn are very famous in our region and in Spain, and we have collaborated under our festivals with previous several European projects. We have earned awards at the mentions of European best practices with these festivals, and we were very interested. We aimed to test our methodology for producing, in this case, with Lugo, with Joyce, with the gastronomy, with the chapter 8 of the market, a new decentralized, expanded literary festivals focused to the dialogue, with our gastronomy and gastroheritage basis in a decentralized urban environment that is a very ancient city that is Lugo, World Heritage, and I think the result was very good. With the money of one festival, we have celebrated two in two different years, and I think it's a good sensation of sustainability of this kind of projects.
It's wonderful that it was such a success in year one, that you did it again the following year.
Yes.
It's also interesting to reflect that I think I am right in saying you are the only literary organization that was a partner. All the partners came from different art disciplines. So you have got a lot of experience of presenting literature, but this, of course, was literature through a contemporary theme. And I'm wondering how you found that, because it was a different approach for you, I believe.
Yes, it's true, because the other literary entity, that is the Museum of the Literature of Ireland, is literature, but it's a museum. It's not like
yes,
us,
exactly.
That are a cultural production entity. As we have always worked with literature, poetry, that is avant-garde in the same time, but we work a lot with the concept of the poetry readings, like avant-garde performing arts, scenic arts, designing site-specific artistic activities inspired by Ulysses, by James Joyce's life, by Irish culture, at the same time dialoguing with our Galician culture, because, you know, we are a specific minority into Spain, but we have a Celtic subculture into our culture, in the level of music, in the level of traditional dances, and our love for the literature. More about the poetry, more than we are more from Yeats than Joyce, like the father of Joyce, you know.
And in fact, you know, if anybody's interested, anyone who would like to find out more about the event, there's videos on the Lugo page on the website, so they can refer to that, and you'll see there that there was music in the main market. There was obviously a lot of wine drunk, and it was absolutely a mix of multidisciplinary, but in extraordinary places that had something to do with your local food production. And it certainly looked an amazing weekend on both, you know, in 2003 and 2004. Tell me about your symposium. How did that work for you for reaching new audiences who you might not have had involved in your events before?
Okay, yes, thank you for your time. We are very thankful of be part of this network, because for us was an opportunity of show our methodologies working in our discipline, but enriching with others. About the symposium, the blend of our cultural audiences, professionals, are with one leg in culture, in gastronomy, and one leg in the local agro industry. And the general public attendance worked perfectly, creating a well-rounded and diverse engagement. This is because it's usual in the Latin countries, but it's very empowered in our country in special, and in Portugal too. The gastronomy in our culture is the basis of socialization. You know, walk the market, walk the wines quartier, walk the restaurants quartier, is the sense of intergenerational dialogue between all our society. You know, for us, gastronomy together, outside, out the houses, is the best way for socialization. And in the other side, in our ecosystem of creative and cultural industries, we have a very powerful arm, a very powerful weapon, that are the our local agro-industry, our local brands of gastronomy products, that are sponsors, mecenas, in the Latin term, of the cultural industry. For example, the major part of the private sponsors that work and collaborated in our two festivals are local agro-industry brands. But the audiences in our symposia, especially in the first call in 2023, are cultural managers or technical managers of another gastronomy brands interested in internationalization, interested in dialogue between cultural industries and creative gastronomy industries, and was very well attended with more than 100 people and one and participating general managers of brands, chefs with Michelin stars in their restaurants, and this kind of people, you know.
It certainly seemed to have been amazing, and that you managed to get those people involved as sponsors and not just participants was absolutely fantastic within the context of the theme. But tell me, when you look back at the project, what would be your highlight? What would be the top thing that you would take away from the project?
I think the best lesson for us was the opportunity of test our methodology of rural literature and cultural festivals centralized on our museums, on our mountains territory, applied to a urban, decentralized city like Lugo, plenty of cultural heritage, very touristic, and I think was our best output and outcome, and put Lugo on the map of the European literature with Joyce, and we are very proud. We are very proud because our artistic director, the writer Alberto Lema, was very good collaborating with us and designing the program in collaboration with Branca, our artistic director, and know all of you, because for us in this Atlantic South Finisterre, collaborate with all the partners, with you and the head Claudia, with Sean, with Liam, was a very important lesson for all our life, not only for one project, okay, but celebrating one of the best-seller historic books of the European literature, like the Ulysses of Joyce from Galicia, that we are half Irish too. We are very proud of the results, and we only hope that our added value to the network was enough.
We were thrilled to have you involved. Thank you so much, Ushio. And certainly, I think if we both had a glass of wine, it will be very fitting to toast Lugo. So we will pretend to do so. But thank you so much. It was great having you involved in the project. Look after
yourselves. Okay, you have to visit us. All of you have to visit us. Ushio, thank you so much.